call to order Board of Works for September the 25th. We need to approve the minutes from the September 5th special meeting as well as September 11th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department. City inspector?
City Inspector Philip Cooper, from 8/28 to date, we've had 47 grass violations and 33 junk and debris and trash 24.
Thanks, Phil.
Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So this year we've taken in 716 animals. We've adopted out 446. We've returned 128 to owners and transferred out 89. This month has been a fantastic month for adoptions. It's been our record month ever for adoptions. We have had, and the month's not even over yet, we've still got 5 days left. We've had 72 adoptions.
Wow.
So we average about 30. So it's been great. And then we took in, I don't know if you guys heard, we took in 20 dogs from the ASPCA. And all that went really well. We had over 30 volunteers come out to help us welcome the ASPCA with all of their dogs, or our dogs. And everything went super smooth. The dogs are all really good dogs, well-natured dogs. And today was very busy with people wanting to come in and see these dogs. So and we're going to be on the news tonight. So we're going to continue to get people in from a little further away than Vincennes. So I think we'll move these dogs quickly.
Great. Thanks, Larry.
And Danny is not here today. So no old business, we'll move to new business. First up is United Way Dairy Care and Cleanup, Lacey Lane, and you do not look like this.
So unfortunately, Mark Hill for United Way. Lacey had to go across the river to do our Crawford County side of things this afternoon. So for our day of caring, I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. One is that we're doing a couple of projects for the city. We're going to clean up and police around the welcoming signs in the community. And so, in fact, I think staff from the office here are going to work on that project. And then Phil and I have identified a couple of properties in town that are targeted for demolition, but it'll be a while before that, and they just look terrible. And so Vectren is going to come in and help us clean up a couple of those sites. And then we have several large groups that wanted to do a project, and we had fewer projects from our agencies this year, so we've decided to do a citywide street cleanup. And so I've talked to Bryce about targeting parts of 2nd Street, Hart Street, Main Street, and Washington Avenue. So basically I'm asking for your permission for us to have crews of about 20 out there at different points in time on Thursday and Friday, October 5th and 6th. And I've asked Bryce about locating a trash truck for a central depository of trash bags like Burkhart does for the citywide cleanup. And we haven't decided on what the location will be for that, but we'll work that out with Bryce.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the day of caring for Thursday, October 5th, and Friday, October 6th, with cleanups taking place on 2nd Street, Willow Street, Hart Street, and Washington Avenue.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Camp Wildwood Pancake Breakfast Banner. This is not Laura.
The city's always been good to us to let us put the sign up over the road to help promote the Camp Wildwood maintenance and new development fund, and we're asking for your approval again. Fine.
So that's a banner request, right, for 2nd Street from October 9th through the 23rd, and Paul, you have all the necessary requirements. So we'll make a motion to approve the Camp Wildwood Pancake Day banner for 2nd Street, October 9th through the 23rd.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, champ. Appreciate it.
Next is 24-hour street closure, 600 block of Barnett. Rich Chapman.
Rich Chapman, S.C. Tucker Auctions. Time to time, we have to come and get a small yard with a large estate, so there's quite a collection of stuff from the Wayne and Helen Peters estate that's right there between 600 and 700 block of Barnett. So we generally, about a 24-hour deal, generally start, you know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon, maybe on Friday. Hopefully the weather's good. We can get it set up, and then hopefully the weather's good. And then, you know, be done about probably in that time range in that day. We generally try to leave, you know, one side of the street open with the trailers and stuff, so a fire would need to get through or something would need to get through. Well, we can do that as well. So we really stick a note on the door about the week before, you know, of the neighbors and stuff, just notify them that we're going to block that off for the day.
All right. Chief, you have any questions about that? So we'll make a motion for a 24-hour street closure in the 600 block of Barnett Street, as requested by Rich Chapman, from 4 o'clock Friday, October 20th, until 4 p.m. Saturday. And that's on the between 6th and 7th Street on Barnett.
Correct.
Yep. I'll second the motion.
You all in favor?
Aye.
Appreciate you guys' help.
Thanks. Sure.
Next is historic preservation grant for Great Park Shelter House. We have SIDC.
I'm back again to talk about historic preservation that the city is applying for regards to the shelter house there at Gregg Park. I believe you were all sent over addition strategy to take a look at it, and also the proposed budget I've kind of drafted up for that application. Now, the proposed budget, of course, was looking at undertaking all the recommendations of that assessment.
So you don't think we've received those?
Yes, I sent it Thursday. I apologize.
We'll double check here and see if.
Oh, that's okay.
We got them.
I've got one here. If.
Okay, sure. That'd be great. Yeah, you know, sometimes if you depend on the time it goes out on Thursday.
Right here starts the recommendations.
Okay.
And this page here.
It's so the pricing.
Breakdown of the pricing on it.
Okay. And then this goes out to bid, or how does that?
Right.
Okay.
This will be, its specifications will be put together, and then it will be bid out.
Okay. So basically, what we're approving today is the grant application itself.
Right. It is due October the 6th.
Okay.
No more meetings
requested. Right. Okay. I mean, we're obviously very familiar with the structure, and so maybe I can just read these off real quickly. Let me just read this off. So this is what we're being asked to approve is the grant application for the historic preservation of the enclosed shelter house at Gregg Park through SIDC, which has work that includes roof and fascia boards, stone walls and mortar, fireplaces, interior trusses and purlins, windows, doors, foundation and concrete slab, electrical work and plumbing and restrooms, as well as an option on security. So the ballpark prices on these is the roof work and flashing and fascia boards would be $18,800, stonewall and mortar $4,400, fireplace $4,800, interior trusses and purlins $3,800. Andy, what's a purlin? Okay. Okay. Thank you. The windows $48,120. Doors and painting $4,700. Foundation and concrete slab $9,100. Mechanical electric $4,500. Plumbing and restroom $7,500. Total estimated budget for these items is $105,720.
But this is basically the same grant that we apply for.
It is the grant that did the windows.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, it's a max $50,000 grant.
Okay.
So you would be looking at a match of 55,720 if you did the entire recommendations. And then there is, you know, a little bit of the non-construction local fees of an architect for doing the bid specs and overseeing it, and then also SIDC being the project coordinator and kind of adminning the reporting and so forth.
Okay.
And a little bit of advertising, and so that would be 17.4 also.
Okay. And we did, she shared with us the proposal here, so. I don't think is this the same thing?
Is that the budget?
As the architectural fees and the.
Yeah, because it's the 55,720, and these are local.
Oh, okay. All right. So this sheet that Paul provides us provides the match dollars and explanation of those things. Okay. So anybody have any questions about that proposal? If not, I'll make a motion that we approve the grant application that's due October 6th on the Greg Park Shelter House Rehabilitation Project as proposed by SIDC.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I guess the other additional question I have, of course, is where the local match is going to come from. And the match and the local together with this estimation would be $73,120 is what it would be.
Okay.
I would say that.
We're going to do the edit.
Probably. Where this will come from.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I need to look into, since it did have a little bit of foundation recommendation as you're going through this application, when you're dealing with any of that, I'll have to check with them and make sure that we don't have to do any environmental, little archaeological type stuff. With the one that they're talking about, I hope we won't, but I do have to check and see with them.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, next up is City Hall ADA Compliance Agreement. This is an agreement with Andy Mizak to put together our ADA planning for this building. We've talked about it for over a year now, getting this building brought up to ADA standards. The council agreed that this was the money that state had returned back to cities over a year ago, where I think 75% had to go towards infrastructure, the other 25% we put in rainy day to eventually get this building to ADA standards. So I think Andy's got a $21,000 cost to bring us the plans to get it bid and start moving forward with ADA compliance with this building. Any questions for Andy?
So is that proposed cost in here, Mayor? Is that in this?
is that in this? It's in the.
Is that what that is?
Got the hourly rate.
Okay. All right. Okay. So 21,000 is the amount. Okay.
Page 21.
Right. Oh, it's on page 20. It's on page 21.
It's the hour. There's the fees. Let's see. You're missing a page.
Missing page, yeah. 16.
Page
all right.
16.
Okay. So we'll, for some reason that.
I got the original.
Okay. Well, you don't have to get that. I mean, as long as the. You have the original. Oh, he has the original document here.
On page 20.
On page 20. 21,000.
Yeah,
that's fine. I just want to make sure we got that amount correct. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with Mizak to bring the City of Vincennes City Hall building up to ADA compliance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have nothing under miscellaneous.
So, Mr., I would just, go ahead.
One thing to mention.
Sure.
Leicester Square Fitness Fair will be October the 7th, starting at 9 a.m. We'll have a ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. They're going to start installing equipment Wednesday.
Great.
So, October 7th will be the ribbon cutting and fitness fair at Leicester Square.
Sure. And Mr. Bailey, I just wanted to compliment yourself and your staff and all the parties involved, Ellen and Inven and everyone that was involved in the stellar, Cheryl, for sure, for all the hard work that went into the stellar presentation today. And I think that committee, I'm sure, was impressed with what they saw, and we'll wish for the best.
Yes, and I appreciate you too. You were both there. Been a lot of community support. I think we really had a great visit today. It all went probably really well.
Well, it was really cool to see all of your youth council that were there in force, and I think that had to make a very positive impression on that committee. So, kudos to everybody.
Okay, I just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.